Welcome to Alaska Edition, a weekly public affairs program produced by Alaska Public Media in the studios of KAKM.
Hello, welcome to Alaska Edition. I'm Ann Hillman. School is back in session across Alaska this week, but some programs never took a break. The University of Alaska Anchorage hosts ANSEP, the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program. It aims to get students from middle school through graduate school interested in science and math. It starts with hands-on, practical, and fun educational experiences. ANSEP recently added two tenure-track faculty members who are both ANSEP alumni, Michelle Yakminoff and Matt Calhoun. Thank you both for joining us. They're the first Alaska Native engineering faculty at UAA, and they're both previously held administrative roles with ANSEP as well. So, Michelle, let's start with you. Before we really jump into your work and the things that you've been doing, tell us a little more about what ANSEP is and what you do.
Sure. So ANSEP started in 1995 with Dr. Herb Schroeder at the University of Alaska Anchorage. He had one college student who was Alaska Native pursuing engineering, and he started the program there. And then it's now grown to be from middle school on into high school, on into master's students, and even PhD students, which I just recently was. And then today, it's 1,500 students participating in all those programs. And we want it to be, by 2020, 3,000 students participating in all those programs. And so the goal is just to get Alaska students interested in engineering and science so that they can go out and work in those areas and have a big impact on Alaska and natural resources and you know, work with the agencies and people here, and so they can actually go back into their communities and potentially become teachers in science and engineering in their local communities. So that's what we're trying to do with students.
And is it just for Alaska Native students or students?
No,
from...
it's for all students across the state.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Matt, why start at middle school? That seems so young. I think I still wanted to be a ballerina or something back then.
Well, the reason we start back in middle school is because a lot of these students from rural Alaska aren't getting the opportunities in math and science that other students are in other parts of the country. In fact, one of the latest reports by the Department of Education found that Alaska has a D- for education. So we go, and the reason that a lot of this is because the high turnover rates in rural Alaska, lack of ethnic diversity, and so starting with these kids as early as possible gets them on the track to take Algebra 1, which is a gateway course for math and science degrees.
Okay, yeah, I was looking at some of your statistics and you're really good at that. It's like 77% of ANSEP students finish Algebra 1 by the end of 8th grade versus 26% nationwide. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons I was told for that is just they participate in some of the summer programs. Is that the cause?
We hope so. I think it's partly motivation and just getting them that information that, you know, you need to be taking your math and science courses. I think often students don't get told that, and so they don't take those advanced courses that they need in order to be on the pathway, in order to pursue science and engineering.
And another thing is these summer programs create a lot of excitement around math and science, and these students see that, you know, what they can do. They also see other ANSEP alumni that are engineers and scientists.
And so leadership and role models.
Exactly.
So we actually have a short video talking about the middle school program. I was lucky enough to go stop into one of the demonstrations last winter where they were destroying balsa wood bridges, which I have to say, kind of a dream project. Let's take a look.
Great.
All right.
And safety glasses on, and let's get started.
Middle school students from around the state are participating in the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program at UAA this year. 48 kids from the lower Yukon and northwest Arctic borough completed the two-week residential program on Friday when they tested their balsa wood bridge model. The students are testing their final engineering projects to measure the strength of different design types. Most of the bridges held 5 to 10 times more than the students anticipated.
What are you guys going to tell your friends back at home about this coming to this camp?
How fun it was and how much experience I had.
What made it so fun?
Meeting new people,
building the computer, and making the bridge.
Yeah, you heard that right. They built computers, too. They get to keep their new equipment, but in return, they have to promise to finish Algebra 1 before starting high school.
We want students to commit to that higher level math track to better prepare them for those higher level math and science classes at high school, which will have them enter the university prepared.
An Urban Institute evaluation of the program shows that so far, 77% of middle school participants have followed through.
When they get home, they inspire other students. They become leaders in their school and in their classroom. And they said, hey, you need to do this. We need to perform well in class because we want you to participate in the ANSE program because it's a very, very good program.
And what do the kids say they want to do or be in the future?
Go to college and become a teacher.
Becoming a civil engineer.
The NSEP middle school program started in 2012. They're running 5 sessions this school year and 3 more in the summer. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.
And Eric Kito helped produce that video. He's here at Alaska Public Media. So one of the things that Wilma brings up at the end is she talks a lot about the leadership skills that the kids develop, and she talked a lot about confidence. When you guys are working with ANSEP students, do you see changes when they're participating?
Definitely. We can see students starting out in middle school, and then we see them in high school, and then showing them at the university, and you could just see the confidence that they've built over that time, you know, having those, you know, working with their teammates. I think part of it, too, is a lot of feeling like they belong. Some of the research that I did with students and talking to them about high school is they felt like, this is a place I belong. And so they kind of had a home away from home on the campus that they can feel like, you know, this is going to be fun and I feel safe and I can do engineering and science. So that was pretty neat.
Did they talk about what made them feel like they belong so much? Just commonalities?
It was actually a lot of different things. So it was one, having Alaska Native faculty, having Alaska Native staff and people to talk to and help them. It also helped to have Alaska Native students and their peers because they could talk about subsistence and they could talk about being home because a lot of them were homesick, you know, middle school student. That's usually the first time they've ever been away from their families for that long. And so they get to talk about those things and feel really comfortable about being able to be proud of being Native and coming onto the campus and, you know, I'm over there at the ANSEP building and things like that. So it was definitely this camaraderie that they built amongst each other and helping each other move to the next level. So when they were in the next part, they were like, oh, I remember you. And you could tell they built like friendships over the time. So just kind of fostering that belonging sense that they have among themselves, I think is a big part of it.
Matt, when you went through the ANSEP program in university, did you feel that the peer support? And
oh, definitely. So when I first started, there was maybe about 22, 25 ANSEP University students. And now all of those students that I went through school with are some of my best friends.
Nice. Yeah. Michelle, you actually ended up leaving the state, both for further education, but wasn't it in Colorado that you had your first real exposure to what engineering is?
It was definitely at Denver. So I went as a high school student and got to go to University of Denver and participated in a Making of an Engineer program. And it was the first time I got to see engineering, all disciplines. It was really neat. And that was actually the first spark that I had with engineering. So,
and then did you end up going to Arizona later for university?
Yeah, so I went to Arizona State to pursue my environmental engineering degree, and unfortunately I wasn't too fond of it, not because of the school or anything like that. It was just I didn't feel like I belonged. You know, most of the students were male, most of the students were non-native, so I didn't feel like I belonged, and so I actually came back to University of Alaska Anchorage and joined ANSEP. That was my first time ever interacting with ANSEP, and I had the best semester after that. It was amazing. And so definitely journeyed out and got to see that, you know, I didn't have to go anywhere to finish my engineering degree. I could have stayed right here. So.
How about you? Did you always love engineering from early on?
Well, I actually never knew what an engineer was until I got to the university level. Back in high school, I was kind of directed, well, if you like math, you should become an engineer. Well, I actually thought an engineer was driving trains, so I went into the civil program thinking that's what I was going to graduate and do.
So, what exactly is a civil engineer? What do you guys do as civil engineers?
So, we design structures, foundations, bridges. We also, on the construction side, manage projects. So it's a wide variety of things that civil engineers do.
Okay. And Michelle, you grew up in King Cove, right?
Yeah, I grew up in the summers in King Cove and Falls Pass. My family all still lives there, except for my immediate family. And so I would go back and subsistence and commercial fish during the summers. So, yeah.
In your experiences in growing up and going back to visit King Cove, and now with your perspective as an engineer, do you see unique problems that engineers could solve or just challenges?
Oh, definitely. In the community of King Cove, thankfully, they've had water, wastewater for a long time, but I've been to a lot of other Native communities, something like, I want to say 30%, somewhere around there, communities in Alaska don't have running water, don't have working wastewater systems. So what potentially happens is they're actually very unhealthy because they don't have the ability to stay clean and things like that we readily have the ability to do. So I definitely see that civil engineers could go back and work in their communities and help with water wastewater problems that we're having in the state.
And have either of you worked on those projects before, either in your jobs before entering academia?
Definitely, yeah. I worked in water wastewater. I got to intern quite a bit at ANTHC here in town, and then I also worked for Summit Consulting Services that was a water wastewater engineering firm.
Okay. So I didn't work on actual wastewater projects. I was on the construction side doing corrosion projects on the Trans-Alaska pipeline.
So why does corrosion cause a unique problem in rural Alaska?
Well, with the pipeline, about half of it's underground, and so we want to know what's going on because you don't want to leak any oil. So Alyeska Pipeline is really good at conducting these studies, and so we'd go around anywhere from Prudhoe Bay to Valdez and dig up the pipeline and check the corrosion levels.
Okay, and is it different? I mean, do pipes corrode at different rates in different parts of the state?
Well, there's different soil throughout the state, so depending on the water levels, yes, it can. And also, one thing with the freeze-thaw cycles, increasing with, warming of the climate, permafrost degradation is a big issue.
Mm-hmm. Which then cycles back to building and doing engineering projects in rural communities.
Exactly.
All right. When you first entered this field, how much of the knowledge that you developed from living in rural Alaska did you bring into your engineering studies? How much is traditional knowledge an important part of this field?
I think one of the main things is, for me at least, going back to Alaska Native communities, I got to talk to the elders and talk to the people in the communities in a positive way. You know, most times when outsiders come to the communities, they don't explain what they're doing there. They're walking through, somebody's yard or they're designing stuff without asking the community members maybe what's the best way and how to do that. And so with me, that's how I kind of brought my traditional knowledge was, first talking to the elders, first talking to the people who are important in the community and try to see their perspective and gain some insight from them. So I think that's pretty unique.
Yeah, because relationships are just as an important part of dealing with science projects as they are dealing with any other type of research or development.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and coming from a fishing and hunting background and things like that, you know, there's always stuff you can tell about the weather and stuff like that. But other than that, you know, nothing beyond that that I could see. I don't know.
Well, my experience was a little different. I was actually adopted and grew up in a non-Native family. So it wasn't until joining ANSEP that I, started to search out my birth family.
Really?
And so I was about 19 years old and was able to locate them and called up the village council number. And it was actually my cousin on the phone who was the chief. And she said, we've been looking for you for some time.
Wow. So ANSEP brought you a career and personal knowledge and family and connections?
ANSEP's done quite a number of things for me. And I couldn't be where I am today, you know, with a PhD without ANSEP.
Hmm. Did you get a chance to travel back and visit your family in Takatna?
I did. And I've been back a couple times and am related to quite a few people in the village.
Thanks. You both have very different experiences in where you grew up, growing up in Homer, growing up in King Cove. In your previous roles in ANSEP, you both did a lot of traveling around the state in talking to high school students, right?
Yes.
How do you relate to the high school kids? How do you get them interested in this topic?
I think just first talking about our own experiences and saying, you know, we were once where you were and thinking about what we wanted to do for our careers. And then also, talking about the possibilities, talking about to them, you know, this is a free program, you get to come to Anchorage, Alaska Airlines will pay for your flight there. And just talking about the opportunities that they can, you know, reach and just letting them know, hey, this is for you guys. And so, to be honest, we get a lot of word of mouth from the students. As you guys saw in the video, it's so neat to, you know, hear them talk so positive about what's being done at ANSEP.
It's not hard to get the students excited. They see other Alaska Natives, like such as ourselves, and they realize, you know, they can do it too. And they just need to... It's a step-by-step process, and that's what ANSEP is. It's a longitudinal model, and it's a pipeline. And so once you get going in it, it's these students don't want to get off.
That's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
So now you're seeing some of these students in your first week of classes. How is teaching going as faculty for the first time?
It's going great. It's amazing working with the students and seeing familiar faces that you know. And, they're like, hi, Michelle. And, you know, it's different now that they're calling me professor. So that's fun. But it's awesome. I love seeing it because, you know, it shows that what ANSEP's doing is getting them there. It's helping them reach their goals.
So there's right now there's 32 new ANSEP students that have just at UAA alone. And, you know, some of those students are in one of my classes, Introduction to Engineering. And so it's really great to, have them as students.
Did some of the students go through the summer internship programs?
So a majority of those 32 students did go through the summer bridging program. And I want to say it was something like 25.
What exactly is the Summer Bridge Program?
So the Summer Bridge Program, it's between your senior level after you graduate high school and before you enter college. So we have these students come to UAA and they, in the morning, they take a math class. And then in the afternoon, we have internships with different partners of ANSEP. And so they go to a job for their afternoon that they get paid for. And actually, they, you know, before they even get to the college level, they're working in their field of choice, seeing what engineers and scientists do.
So one example you gave is students are working with fish.
Yeah, we have students, we send them all over the state and they get to work with fish. They're doing dissections, they're checking, getting samples for genetics, they're taking readings and information. It's very neat because they're actually working one-on-one with biologists in the field and doing what they would do in the field to make sure that, you know, hey, this is what I like, this is what I want to do with my career. So they get to know even before they set foot in, you know, their first year class, you know, this is what I'm going to do, because they get to experience it already.
Do any of them end up going back to their home communities and trying science careers back there?
Yeah, they usually probably have a home base in Anchorage with, you know, one of the agencies or maybe even a home base in one of the regional hubs. But yes, they do get to go back to their communities and work. We've sent students to Nome who were from Nome and got to go back and work with seals and whales and things like that, and take what's called neocropsies, I'm told, and they get to actually dissect animals that have passed away and find out why, you know, find mm-hmm. out what happened to that animal and bring that as research back to their, you know, their home base. So,
is an element of ANSET focused on getting students to go back to where they're from and to stay in the rural communities?
We leave that up to them, but definitely. I mean, we want to encourage them that if they want to, they can. And one of the biggest ways that they could do that is by becoming a teacher. And going back and saying, you know, I have the skill sets now to teach you guys the advanced math and science classes, so they can get those in those home communities, so they don't have to leave their home community like I did. I had to come to Anchorage for my schooling in order to be advanced in math and science. So these students don't have to leave. They can actually stay where they feel like they're comfortable and be close to their families and things like that, and then be ready to start college. So
that's great. And you guys, when we were speaking earlier, talked a lot about how some of your focus in research isn't just on sciences. It's on getting students and getting kids ready for college. What sorts of questions are you asking them? What kinds of things are you looking into?
So some of the stuff that I ask them is, you know, why participate in ANSET? You know, what brought you here? And so I can find out what's good and what's making them excited about participating. I also ask them things like, what really excites you about math and science? And a lot of them tell me it's, you know, real life applications and real hands-on stuff. So it's trying to find out what's working with those students and keep that spark going, keep that motivation for them going, because this isn't easy, you know, going into advanced math and science courses, and we want to keep that spark alive. We don't want to turn any student away because we weren't, you know, doing the best that we could do to keep them there.
And ANSEP's really evolved into a longitudinal model, and so these students that start in middle school or even Acceleration Academy, which is at the high school level, are hyper-prepared when they enter the university. And actually, we have students now that have finished differential equations, which means they've taken Calculus 1, 2, and 3 before they even get to the university.
Really?
Yeah, so that means that they have finished their whole, if they're going into engineering, they've finished their whole math curriculum before even coming to UAA or UAF.
That's impressive.
It's pretty amazing.
One of the conversations that I hear a lot in the education world these days is that maybe tracking kids towards university isn't always the best thing because there's so many other hands-on careers, you know, doing different trades and whatnot. Do you feel that that is a good argument, that maybe not all kids should be tracked towards university?
I don't know if it's not that they shouldn't be tracked to the university. I think this is only giving them opportunities, you know. They don't have to decide to pursue science or engineering. We just hope they do. I think having that preparation, it does amazing things for them. So if they don't decide to go to the university, that's fine. But I think it only helps them in the long run for themselves and being ready for whatever they end up deciding to do.
Because a lot of ANSEP is really, it's not just STEM, it's life skills.
Yeah, definitely. Team building skills and community, sense of community skills, a lot of different things. So, you know, learning to work with your hands and things like that. So it's not just, you know, all science and engineering, but we want them to have fun as well. And so they actually go and do paintball and go do, you know, other stuff so that, you know, they're always working together and having fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's really just giving the students the opportunity to make a decision if they want to go into STEM or not. And, you know, so leaving the door open just lets them decide where they want to go, rather than saying, yeah, you can't do this, which has been a problem with some, you know, not all, but some people in rural, teachers in rural Alaska don't see these students as engineers or scientists. And so it kind of just already excludes them from these opportunities.
And so this opens student eyes to any possibility.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us. Our guests today were Professors Yakiminov and Calhoun at UAA. Thanks for being here.
If you have questions or comments about the program, you can email Alaska Edition at alaskapublic.org or write us at 3877 University Drive, Anchorage, Alaska, 99508. Alaska Edition is a production of KAKM. The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily represent those of KSKA, KAKM, the licensee, or their underwriters.